Okay, we left off yesterday where Tabo Chaf Alef Amid Alef, the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, with regards to whether a person could be Loveb Goel, and the Goel L'chatzahim, when it comes to a bayit, the Batei Arei Choma. So the Gemara brought a Kal V'Chomer that it tried to use for the child of the Rabbanon, right? That Kal V'Chomer assumed that you could learn it out from a Stei Achuza. Ma bat Stei Achuza, that by Yovel it goes back to the owner, nevertheless, right? Therefore you cannot be Goel Goel Chatzim, certainly by Makdish. Right, that it should be the same way. That it should be the same way because there you cannot get it back after the Yovel. So certainly you simply have to go out and go to Chatzim. Then the Gemara says, oh, but over there's a Chomer. So the Gemara says, we bring it from Batei Achoma, we'll prove it. So now the Gemara says, well, we have a Mifrach, we have a way to break up that Chomer. That's what we're up to here. It's 2-4 lines down in the Gemara. Amar Ravacha braid the Rovel or Rashi. Equal a Mifrach. You can break up this Kal V'Chomer. Ma v'mocher bayit v'batei arei choma. Shekin hora kocholi ge'el le'olam. Right, that in batei arei choma, you do not have the ability to be go'el forever. I mean that you can only be go'el for 1 year. Right, you have a shanat yima, you have 1 year until you can redeem it, otherwise it goes to chalutim. It's sold forever. Tomar v'makdish, shefek kocholi ge'el le'olam. So how can you learn from Batei Achoma to Hekdesh? Because by Hekdesh, you're allowed to redeem. The Olam here doesn't mean forever, but the Olam shall Yovel. Until the Yovel, you have the ability to redeem it as long as the Gizbar has not sold it to a third party. As long as the Gizbar hasn't sold it out yet, you have the ability to redeem it until the Yovel. Let's do it me'atzad. We can do it me'atzad, which means we'll learn it out between Batei Arei Choma and Stei Achuza. If you take the two of them, from the two of them, you can learn to Makdish. How is that? Mocher Sadei Achuza Yochiach. Shiafeko Choli Ge'el Le'olam. Right, it has the ability to be redeemed until the Yovel. Or until the Yovel, because the Yovel comes back to him. Right? The Ein Lovev Goel L'Chatzim. And over there, he's not able to be Goel. Paro when be Goel and Goel L'Chatzim. Mala Mocher Sadei Achuza. Shekin Horako Choli
Goel.
No, Lovev v'Goel, v'Goel l'Chatzim. So he can borrow and be Goel, he cannot borrow and be Goel, and he cannot Goel l'Chatzim. Malam Chaser, Stei Achuza, Shekin Hora Kocho. Stei Achuza has a Chomra, so you may not be able to learn from it. Why? Because Nigael Miyad. You're not allowed to redeem it right away. You have to wait 2 years to redeem it. Mocher v'Bayit v'Batei Roma Yochiach. Right? A Bayit v'Arei Roma, you will be Mochiach, because you can be Goel right away. Right? V'Chazer Adin. And now you have a din. Lo reizek. What's the common ground between them? Shnigalim. That both of them can be redeemed by Batei Achoma immediately. And Stechuza until the Yovel. You have both studying there. Ben Lovev with Goel, Begoel Chatzim. And in both these instances, you cannot borrow and be Goel, and you can't go on partiality. So there, Afanei Avi, Makdish. So two Hekdesh. When your Makdish is Stechuza, Shnigal, right, that you can redeem it. Ben Lovev with Goel, Begoel Chatzim. That you shouldn't be able to borrow and be Goel, and Goel Chatzim. Samarle Marzut, Shur Breda Rav Mori, the Rabbina. Yikol Mifrach. There's a chumra in the tzad shaveh. What's the chumra in the tzad shaveh? Mal tzad shaveh shemen shekin hora kocham ligael b'shana shniyah. It's very interesting. In the second year, neither a stei achuza nor a bayit v'batei achoma can be redeemed. Why? Because a stei achuza is not allowed to be redeemed until after 2 years, and a batei achoma is only allowed to be redeemed for the first year, for 1 year. So in the second year, neither of them can be redeemed. So marba magdish yefakocha ligael b'shana shniyah. So you have a kula, right, by Makdish, that in the second year you can actually redeem the field, which is not true of these other two. So I'd be mifot choma chomer. Amalei Ravina, mishum de'ikla me'emar, Ebed im Ivri, hanim kar da'obikor chochavim, yochiach. Why? Because we have an Ebed Ivri, when he's sold to a non-Jew, he can prove it. There'll be a third side to this. Why? He can redeem himself in the second year, right? An Ebed Ivri can redeem himself whenever, as long as he pays the amount of money that he is, right, owes. The Engel Vevigoel, Vigoel Chatzim. And over there we learned, as Rashi points out, that we learned that before we had a question on yesterday's daf, We had a question about this, and the Gemara's conclusion was, just like he cannot be sold in partial, he cannot be redeemed in partial. Right? So it's over here. So with Eved Ivri included in the picture, so I take Eved Ivri sold to a non-Jew, plus stay akuza, plus Bate Arei Choma, between the three of them, I can see three places where you can redeem oneself, and yet you're not allowed to be lover v'goel, v'goel v'chatzim. You can't borrow to redeem, and you can't redeem the chatzim. So certainly by makdish, right, where you also can be goel, that you have the same din of ain't a lover v'goel, v'goel v'chatzim, that you can't be goel with borrowing, and you can't be goel the chazakim, the chatzim. Right. So your question was that why is it Lovev Goel? The Goel Chazim are put together. It's because the Pasuk by Pechuzas says the Ish Kiloyelo Goel has no much to redeem it. The Hisiga Yado, he has to have the means to redeem it. Umatzak Kedeg Gulato, and then he'll get Kedeg Gulato. So that's the limit there. Hisiga Yado and Umatzak Kedeg Gulato. Those are the two limudim there. Hisiga Yado means that he has the ability to pay for it himself, and number two is that he has kedei gulato, which means he has the full amount to pay for it. Okay, right. Okay, boy, me neighbor, who number chine number of sheshit. So he asked from him, hamocher bayit bebatei arei choma nigal dekrovim or ein nigal dekrovim. Can relatives redeem it or not redeem it? So gulato misteachuza gamar. Right, so we should learn out gulato gulato from steachuza. Mas steachuza ena nigelat lechatzim v'nigelat lekovim. By steachuza, you're not allowed to do it impartial, but a karov can. Apainami enigelat lechatzim v'nigelat lekovim. So we're here also about the erchoma. It should not be, you're not allowed to redeem an impartiality, but you'll be able to lekovim. O dilma ki kitiva gula v'chatzim hu dechtiv bekovim. Loktiv. Or maybe the lima that we have by Geula, right, is written by the Chatzim, because it says Kedei Geulato. So that's the lima you can have for Geula. But by Krovim, Krovim are a separate, right, issue, or a separate pasuk here by Ovikachavim, Steachuzat, there's a specific pasuk that says that your relatives can come ahead and redeem. So Amalei, Eino Nigal, they cannot, relatives cannot redeem in the case of a Bater Achoma. So Eidvei, so he says there's a pasuk here that is extraneous, and then the Gemara wants to know what to do with this extraneous pasuk. So pasuk says, V'chol Eretz Achuzetchem, Geulat Nula Aretz. Right, so whatever, in all your land, there should be a Geulat Yitzen La'aretz. Now, when you say Geulat Yitzen La'aretz, what is the Geulat Yitzen La'aretz? So there are both, batim, the Eved Ivri, to include houses and an Eved Ivri, my love. So what does that mean? Right? What does it mean, batim and Eved Ivri? Batei Arkoma. Right? So if it's Batei Arkoma, that sounds like it can be Nigal Ayidei Krovim. Mar says, lo, Batei Chatzirim. It's the houses in unwalled cities. Mar says, Batei Chatzirim, the Hedjiktiv Behu. When it comes to houses in unwalled cities, the pasuk explicitly says, that they will be considered like stay akuza, a bayit in an unwalled city is equivalent to a field. And a field, we already know what the din is. A field can be redeemed by relatives. So why do you need another pasuk to tell me about this information? When it says, how the kovo lechoba, they're making an obligation on the relatives. If I just had the pasuk by stay akuza, I would have thought if they want to, they can redeem it. If they don't, it's reshut. So now here it comes to teach us batim. This comes to pasuk teaches lechol eretz achuzetchem gula to nul aretz. That's a chova that the krovim have an obligation to redeem it. Baliba de Rabbi Eliezer. It's quoted Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanya, gaalat memkar achiv, right? That he will redeem his brother reshut. Right? That is a optional. Atame reshut, o eno elo chova, right? Is it a reshut? Is it an option? Or is this an obligation? Right? For him to do this. Tamalomar, v'ish ki ilo yelo goel. Right? When a person does not have a redeemer, v'chiyesh adam v'yisroel she'en lo goalim, is it possible for a Jew not to have a karov? As Rashi points out, that as long as there's one Jew alive, you have relatives. Because we all go back to Yaakov Avinu, so we all share a common father, so you have to have at least a karov. Elazesh yeshlo v'eno rotzat. So what do you mean, in lo goel? In lo goel is that he has a goel, he just doesn't want to do it. Right? shame until the kachshav should be a dog. That's his option. So Rabbi Eliezer says it's optional when it comes to redeeming the field. Tiber Rabbi Yeshua. I'm sorry, that's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Galitz Memkar Chid Chova. Right, that you must redeem it. The relative must redeem it. Atam Er Chova, Oino Le Rishut. Right, is it an obligation or is it Rishut? Tam Lomar, right, Bechol Eretz Achuzet Pem, Gulat Tuga Aretz. Right, so again, that puzzle comes to teach you that's a chovah, that you're obligated to redeem it, and that's by Se'achuzah. So we have the same application by Batim, by Batei Kuzot, which are unwalled cities. We have the same thing as Se'achuzah. Se'achuzah, there's a puzzle there that says that Krovim have to redeem it, but that would only make it optional. This extra puzzle teaches us that it's obligatory on the Krovim to come in and be Goel on behalf of their relative. Katuv Kovo Chovah. So the puzzle says now that puzzle we're going to use make it a chuvah. So now, Amri le Rabbon and le Ravashi. Amri le Rabbin and le Ravashi. Bishlamo the mandam or the Rabbot batei arei chumah. According to one who says that it's batei arei chumah, I know they bichol. Right? Because bichol implies all inclusive. Bichol eretz is chuzet chem. But mandam or the Rabbot batei chatzirim, my bichol. Right? If you say it includes batei arei chumah, then bichol will include batim, chatzirim, and batei arei chumah. It'll be everything. But if you just say it's batei chaterim or batei puzot and not batei arechoma, then what is b'chol? So my Lisa and Kasha. It's a good question. We don't have a good answer for that. Right. Eidavei Abaye. Reyes. Ma tamu lomar yigalenu, 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 gimel pe'amim. Right. It says the word yigalenu three times. What is the purpose of having this yigalenu? So that's in Parakapei. This is talking about an Eved Hebrew who sold to a non-Jew. Parakapei pasuk mem zayin in Parshat Bor. Right? It says, pasuk mem tet. Ododo uben dodo yigalenu. Right? O mishir b'sero mishpachto yigalenu. And I skipped the first pasuk mem chet. Zachreinim kagulot yalog echad mechad yigalenu. Three times the word yigalenu appears. What is the purpose of those three times? The rabbis call up ulot shinig ulot to tell you that anything that is redeemed should be redeemed in this manner. What does it mean in this manner? My love. So what are we trying to do? We're trying to apply this to batei arei chumah ve'eved ivri. That it should apply also to batei arei chumah ve'eved ivri. So again, this will go against the conclusion we brought above, right? And the question that was asked from Rav Sheshes about batei arei chumah can krovim be podedem. Over here it sounds like batei arei chumah will be included because these igalenus are mentioned in krovim being podedem a person from an eved ivri sold to a non-Jew. So lo, Gemara says batei chatzirim. Not talking about batei chatzirim. Mistei achuzah. My says, but they chasrim is beachuzah behejiktiv. Says, as be'aretz yechashiv. Right, that's explicit in the pasuk. That first of all, but they chasrim are like a steachuzah, and steachuzah says explicitly that a karov should come and redeem the property. So why do I need an additional limud from yigalenu? My says, because Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak the karov ha karov kodem. Right, how can I mean the karov kodem? Just like Rav Nachman Yitzchak says over there, that it's to bring the karov first. Also over here, it's to be the karov kodem. So what does that mean? That means that by Ste'achuzah, all that is written is that your relative should come and redeem it on your behalf. Over here, by Eved Ivri that's sold to a non-Jew, the pasuk goes through an order of who's obligated to redeem first. It says first, Echad Me'achav. Then it says, Ododo Ben Dodo. O Mishir B'Sarom Mishpachto. Means that the closer the relative, right, then he has the first obligation to redeem you. So that means Akarov Korov Kodem. That you only know by Eved Ivri that's sold to a non-Jew. But how do we know that by Se'achuzah? That's what the word Yigalenu will teach you. That, right? That the Yula is only Mutelet on the, right, the Yula, there's only Mutelet ala Karuv Minakol. Whoever is the closest relative will be obligated to, ensure that the redemption is done. Where is this Rav Nachman Yitzchak? We said, just like he said over there, so too over here. Where is the over there that Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Akarov Akarov Kodem? Aha! The Bible, they ask, Eved Ivri Amnim Kar Yisrael, which we haven't dealt with yet, is an Eved Ivri who sold to a Jew. Yigal Krovim? Oh, ain't no Yigal Krovim. Can he be sold to, can he be redeemed by relatives or not? Aliba the Rabbi Loti Bayalak. According to Rabbi, it's not a question because we had a Kalvach Homer that Rabbi did back on Daf Tedvav, the top of the Daf, Tedvav and Bet. Right, Rabbi had a Kalvach Homer over there that he said brings from a Ma Zenigal Vashesh, Amar Mishinu Nigal Vaela Nigal Vashesh, and Eved Ivri, who's not redeemable by Kovim, is just goes out and sheish. So every free that's sold to a non-Jew that is nigab b'korban bim certainly should go out to sheish. But what he's talking about, Rabbi's underlying assumption is that an every free that's sold to a Jew may not be redeemed by korban. So according to Rabbi, it's not a question. He can't be redeemed by relatives. Ki devayloch, I'll leave you the rabbanon mind. The question is according to the rabbanon, what's the din? Yafinan sakhir sakhir. Right, that they learn Sakhir Sakhir below Darshi Yigalenu. They learn at Xer Shabbat Sakhir Sakhir, and they don't learn Shin Yigalenu. Meaning Sakhir Sakhir is that the word Sakhir is found in the parsha of a Jew sold to a non-Jew, an Eved Ivri sold to a non-Jew, and in the parsha of a Jew sold to a Eved Ivri sold to a Jew. So we'd say that they have the same din. Just like Krovim can redeem him from a non-Jew, so too Krovim should be able to redeem him from a Jew. So the Gemara says, and the word Yigalenu, we won't Darshan, which means Yigalenu the Zeh, below the Akher. Yigalenu is written in the parsha of Eved Ivri sold to a non-Jew, so Yigalenu will be a mute. So do we say that they learned the Gzer Shava Sakhir Sakhir and don't learn the meal to Yigalenu, therefore an Eved Ivri sold to a Jew can be redeemed by Kovim? Oh, Dilma! Or maybe we do use the meal. Yigalenu is there, below the even if we have the Gzer Shava, we don't learn the Gzer Shava, we have the word Yigalenu, which is a meal. Only an Eved Ivri sold to a non-Jew can be redeemed, but not an Eved Ivri sold to a Jew. Right, Tashma. B'chol Eretz Achuzetchem, Gula Tenula Aretz. There are both batim and eved ivri. To include a batim and eved ivri, my love. So what are we talking about here? Batei Chuma, eved ivri, and even Kali Yisrael. Sounds like we're talking about batei Chuma and an eved ivri that was sold to a Jew. If that's the case, then both of those would be redeemable by their relatives. Says, well, we're talking about an Eved Ivri, a Nimkar Lo'ovi Kochavim. Then about an Eved Ivri that was sold to a non-Jew. It says, Eved Ivri, a Nimkar Lo'ovi Kochavim. It's explicit in the Pasuk. O Dodo, Ben Dodo, Yigalenu. What do I need? A Pasuk. B'chol, Eretz Achuzetchem, Regit Gula Tidnu Laretz. It says, Ha'u, L'kovo Chuba, Afilu, the Rabbi Yoshua. This is to make it a chuvah, even according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, who says by that it's a reshus. Eve over here would agree by Abba Kinani that it is a chuvah, because we have the pasuk of b'chol eretz akuzam gulat nula aretz, and that'll make a chuvah even according to Rabbi Yeshua. Why? So Rashi says, right, that we don't want this Jew to remain in the hands of not Jew, and then he'll be influenced by his master. So there's a reason to believe that, yeah, right, that there's more of an obligation to redeem as opposed to a field, which is a monetary issue, not a, right, we call it the spiritual, ruchani issue for this individual. So now the Gemara says,
the question was
Very good. So Tosfos mentions your point. Tosfos mentions the point here that you have to really say that they also change it over to stay achuzah. Because if you change it over to stay achuzah, then it'll work well. Because then the rebuy by that pasuk, b'chol eretz achuzah tchem gulut gulat yitul aretz, then according to Rabbi Eliezer, it'll work out well. That pasuk is kovei achuzah, both for an eved ivri sold to a ovid chachamim, and a stay achuzah, right, that is being redeemed by a relative. They will be kovei achuzah. So Tosfos says he thinks that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you change both of them, and therefore the pasuk will be including the exact same type of concept by both of them, because otherwise, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, if the pasuk is talking about an eved ivri sold to ovid chachamim, and it's a chuzah, he says by Eretz Achuzatem that it's a reshus, so you can't learn it that way. So Tosfos mentions your point and says, the Gemara, you'd have to assume that according to Rabbi Eliezer, makes the most sense that the pasuk is including those two items, batei pizot, right, or se'achuzah, and Eved Ivri Yanim Kalor B'Kachavim. Right, so now the Gemara says, we haven't got up to Rav Nachman Yitzchok yet, but now, Hashma, Matam Lomar Yigalenu 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 Gimel Pamim. There are both, kol and gulot, nigolot, kazet is it. My love, what does that mean? Batei chuma ve'eved ivri anim kar l'Yisrael. Lo, batei chatzirim ste'achuzah. Right, we're talking about batei chatzirim ste'achuzah. Batei chatzirim ve'hejim ktibuhu. Asteri ati chashay. So I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchok, the karov, kol dem. That's it, this is where the original statement of Nachman Yitzchok was. And ste'achuzah, we're talking about that what? That karov, kol dem. That we learn out from a... We learn now from a Yisrael that is sold, every that's sold to a non-Jew, that the closest relative is the one who's obligated, and from there we'll learn to say akuza. So now you have the word yigalenu three times, right? So what do we do with the yigalenu three times? So as mentioned, the first one yigalenu will be for what? The limud itself, that he can be redeemed, right? One yigalenu will be used for, right, the limud of batei chatzerim steakuza, to teach you that a karov kodem. And the third yigalenu will say lezeh v'lo acher, to exclude an eved ivri that's sold to a Jew. So again, three yigalenus. One yigalenu is for the gufo, meaning for the eved ivri that's sold to a non-Jew, right, that he's allowed to be redeemed. Number two is yigalenu is for the gzer shavu to steakuza and batei chatzerim, that you will be able to redeem karov kodem, that the closest relative will be obligated. And the third yigalenu will be used as yigalenu lezev lo acher, which means an eved ivri sold to a kohen can be redeemed by relatives, but not an eved ivri sold to a Jew. Right near top. So now we're back to the Mishnah. It's a long time ago. But near top is nikneh beritzia. Dechtiv, this we don't need very much. It says in Parshat Mishpatim, Ratza Adunav et Aznober Matzeya, right? That the in Parshat Mishpatim, if he wants to stay on, there the pasuk says that if he decides to stay on, Bigisho Adunav El Elohim, Bigisho Ladelat Elohim Suzam, Ratza Adunav et Aznober Matzeya, Vabodo Leolam. There we know that there's a kinyan through the Ritzia that's done over here. Now, next, Rakonet Atzmo B'Yovel Mitzat Adon. An Eved Ivri who's Nirza, right, gets himself back, either with the death of his master, or with the Yovel. Dechtiv, it says, V'Abadon. Right, in Parshat Mishpatim, it says, V'Ratzad Navet Aznober Atzeo V'Abadon. Abadon is low, V'lo Ataben, V'lo Atabak. I mean, that he works for this Adon and no one else. Li'olam. What does it mean, the olam? The olamo shall yovel. It only lasts until the olam means them forever, but really means the olam shall yovel. Turn up on him. Marzeya. Ainli ella marzeya. How do you pierce the ear? So I would have thought, the pasuk says marzeya. So I would have thought marzeya, which is an awl, right? It's a pointy metal thing, a very sharp pointy metal item that you puncture things with. An awl. I mean, neither of both. How do I know to include a Sul, right? The ha sirah, v'machat, v'machpeach, v'machpeiv. Right? A sul is a sharp piece of wood. Right? A sirah is a coat, is a thorn. A machat is a needle. A machpeach is a borer. And a machpeiv is either, you know, a stylus or what they used to use. They used to do sirfut on a sefer Torah, some sort of a sharp edge. So how do I know I can use any of these? Talmud Omar, that the pasuk says, "Lakapta." So this is in Devarim, but it's also a parasha of Marzeya. So, but Devarim, Perek Tedvav, pasuk Yudzayin, it says, "Lakapta et Marzeya." So, where Lakapta tells you there are both kodavar shenikach biyad, anything that can be held in your hand works. Divrei Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Omer, Mar Marzei Miuchat Shel Matechet, just like a Marzei and always made out of metal, Ab Kol Shel Matechet, only if it's made out of metal will be valid as a usage for Nirtzah. Devar Acher, totally different in the Limud, Ha Marzeya, Lavi A Marzeya Gadol. That when you use a Marzeya, you should use the biggest, best Marzeya that you can get. Alright, we'll get back to this. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yudan Beribi. Yudan was a Talmud Chacham. Beribi, Rashi points out here, whenever the Gemara uses Beribi, that is, whenever the Gemara uses the term Beribi, it means Lashon Chachma v'Charifutu. He was a extraordinary Talmud Chacham. Yudan Beribi, Hayadoresh. Shein Mutzim, In Mutzim Ela B'Milta. According to Rabbi Moses says, even Rabbi used to say, that when they pierce him on the earlobe, right, on the earlobe itself. Chamim, as you see, a mishpah brings over there that it's from the Aruch, it says it's Arach Sheba Ozen, the soft part of the ear on the earlobe. Chamim Armim, Eben Eved Ivri Kohen Nirtzah. An Eved Ivri, who is a Kohen, may not be Nirtzah, Mineshe Nase Balmum, because he becomes a Balmum by piercing his ear. And the only way you become a Balmum when you pierce your ear is if you pierce the cartilage and not if you pierce the flesh. So, the only way, according to Chachamim, it can't be the earlobe, it must be the ear itself, which we'll see. Vim Tomer B'Milta, if you say it's on the earlobe, Heim Otzim Heach Eved Ivri Koin Yaseh B'Amum. That won't make him into a B'Amum. Hai Nirtzeh L'Bav Golva Shel Ozen. Be pierced at the top of the ear, that's what it sounds like. But my kamiflagate. Now the Gemara says my kamiflagate is going back to the machlokas between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi, that what instrument you can use for making the ritziyata. Right, so the Rabbi Dorish Klalei Uprate. So we've seen this before. Rabbi is Dorish Klalei Uprate. Lakakta. So in the Pasuk Yudzayin, Berkeva, Pasuk Yudzayin in Purim, it says Lakakta Klal. Marteya Prat. Bittles Nova Delet, Chazar Beklal. Klal Upratu Klal. Yada Dan, Elokeina Prat. Right, when you have a Klal Prat, the Prat, then the Prat defines the category in which the Klal is including. Ma Prat Mufrashta Matechet, just like the enumerated item, which is Marteya, is a metallic item, Aposho Matechet. That's the way it works, as Rashi explains over here. We did this before. We spent time on going through this, but as Rashi explains, a Klal Uprat, when you just have a Klal Uprat, the Prat is the Perush Shel HaKlal. The Prat explains the Klal. So that means if you only have a Klal Uprat, Aim a klal and mashab a prat. Meaning that the prat comes to explain the klal, and if you only had a klal prat, then the only thing included, the only thing that would be included is the prat itself. So then when you get another klal afterwards, the klal can only include something that's mufurash, the prat itself, something like the prat itself. So that's how a klal prat, the klal works, that it includes things similar to the prat. On the other hand, what we can say here, Rabbi Yossi darish ribuye umi ute. Rabbi Yossi used to darish ribuye umi, but kakto riba. Marteya miyet, oznova derech hazav riba, riba umiyot to riba, riba kol includes everything. My rabbi, rabbi kol miyot includes everything. My miyet, miyet sam, that you can't use some sort of medicine or potion or something that would eat or bore a hole through the ear. So you can't use a chemical that would bore a hole through the ear. You have to use an instrument in order to do it. So how does it work with a riboy, miyot, and riboy? When it comes to riboy miyot, the miyot is not the perush of the riboy, right? That they stand independently. The riboy, right, comes to include, and the miyot comes to exclude certain items, right? So that, therefore, the klal includes everything. And the miyot afterwards says, right, kiyotzebo, do things similar. So a riboy miyot, if you just had a riboy and a miyot, it's the equivalent of a klal uprat to klal. Right, the riboy umiyut is equivalent to a klal uprat to klal, and therefore when you have the riboy afterwards, it becomes riboy ha kol. They include everything, and the miyut is only to exclude one item. So what's the one item excluded? That's sam, but everything else will be included. So based on that, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says any instrument is good, as long as you don't use a chemical or something that bores a hole, some sort of potion that bores a hole. On the other hand, okay, that makes a hole without piercing. Right, doesn't use an instrument to pierce it. Whereas Rabbi believes that it's the prat is defining the category in which it can be pierced with, and that is mateka. It has to be a metal instrument in order to be used here. Right, Amar Mar, Hamarteya la vi marteya gadol. We saw before that when it said the marteya means to conclude the biggest, best marteya that you can use. My mashma has you know this. The Amar Rava Hayerech, when it talks about Yerech, right, it means have you manit Shiba Yerech, the dexterous, the most dexterous of the Yerech, which is the right, right, that's where Miyuman, Yamin, comes from Miyuman, right, more dexterous, right, is, righties were considered more dexterous, the right was considered dexterous, and look at Yamin. Hakanami, so there over there, so Miyuman Shiba Yerech, that's where Gida Nashem. Hakanami Amarteya Miyuchad Shiba Marteim. When you use the Marteya, you should use the best, biggest Marteya that you can find. Right. But that the hay, ha, the, right, very good. That's Ha Yerech and Ha Marteya. Right. Alright. Amar Rabbi Lazar, you done the Rivia Yadoresh, we're going back to this. Shane would see, and would see now, but milta. Come, you pierce the earlobe. Come, you mean, every week when you're tempted, you should say, but milta. Via sebaho. Why not? Amaraba barabun, amaraba barabshila, amarkab, bishab el mishpachto. That he has to be able to return to his family. The mukzak shem mishpachto. He has to regain his original standing in his family. So when he goes back in the Yovel, he goes back to his family and his original standing. If you make him into Bahum, he cannot go back to his original standing because he can no longer service as a Kohen. See, by the Eben Ivri Kohen, Mahu Shim Sarlo Rabo Shivchat Kenanit. If you have an Eben Ivri Kohen, can he be given a Shivchat Kenanit? Chidushu, It's a chiddush that we allow a Jew to marry a shifcha kananit. Lo shna kohanim, lo shna Yisrael. That's not a kohen or Yisrael. O dilma, shiny kohanim, they are different. O beriba and akatu, mitzvot yirteirot. They have a higher level of yichus, they have more mitzvot, so maybe they can't marry a shifcha kananit. Rav amar mutar, Shmuel amar asur. Rav says it's fine, Shmuel says it's asur. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Hanan, Kavitu Bei Mar Shmuel. When I was over by the house of Mar Shmuel, or the Beis Medrash of Mar Shmuel, I said to them, Beisko Medre, Italitu, Italalitu, are you guys playing games? So, Rashi, right, said they were playing dice or something. Are you guys playing dice? Over here on the Surah Shepherds, the Oroch says that you guys are involved in these dog races. Like, what are you guys doing over here? Not paying attention. My time of Lotimule, Meho. Why don't you learn it out from here? The Chamim say, in it, every coin your job, you mention I said, Balmo. The Chamim say that the reason an Eved Ivri who's a Kohen cannot stay on after his Mekamen Yirtzah is because he'd be made into a Balmum. V'im Tomar, if you say, Im Rabu Moser Lo Shifcha Kananit, if you say he's not allowed to marry Shifcha Kananit, Tipuk Lei, Dibi'ina, he can't become a Yirtzah because of the problem. What's the statement that he has to make? It's found in Parsha Mishpatim, Perek Hafalach, Pasuk Hei, Im Amor Yomar HaEved, Ahavti Et Adoni, Et Ishti Ved Banai, Lo Etzei Chavshi. He has to say, I love my master, I love my wife and my children. That means that he has to have the ability to marry a shifcha kananit to make such a statement. If you say a kohen cannot marry a shifcha kananit, he cannot make a statement. So the reason a kohen cannot be near tzah has nothing to do with balmum. It's to do with the fact that he can't marry a shifcha kananit. So too low me, they have no answer to that. I mean that it's wrong. You can't say small statement that it's asur for a Kohen to marry Shifcha Kananit. It must be wrong. Because the fact that the Chachamim say that the only reason a Kohen can't be near to is because of Balmum, and not because he couldn't marry a Shifcha Kananit, proves to you that he could have married a Shifcha Kananit. So Yibayahu, this is a great sugya here. This is the sugya of Yifat Tawar. This is the main sugya in Shas for Yifat Tawar. It's a very short, sweet sugya, but all the limudim are well known, and this is the Ikar sugya. So Yibayahu, Kohen, Mahu be Yifat Tawar. The Kohen allowed to marry Yifat Tawar. Chidushu, Loshna Kohen, Loshna Yisrael. The whole fact that you're allowed to marry Yifat Tawar is a chiddush to start with, so therefore it will apply to Kohanim as well as Yisrael. Odilma, Shani Kohanim, Holger, Ibrahim, Mitzvot, Yitzirot. Kohanim have a higher level of Yichus, so therefore we won't be permitted to marry Yifat Tawar. Rav Amar Mutar, Shmuel Amar Asur, same focus. Now, the Gemara says, Did Bia Rishona, if the first Bia that he has to be Yifat Tawar, the Kuliyamalo Pligi, the Shari. Everybody agrees that's Mutar, even for the Kohen, Dolo Dibra Torah El Kenegi Yitzara. The whole permission to be Boel, hey, Yifat Tawar, has to do with the Yetzer Hara. And because of that, they're going to allow, whether it's a Yisrael or a Kohen, we're going to permit them to have that Bia Rishonah. Ki Plige B'Bia Shniyah. The argument is, after the Bia Rishonah has already been done or completed, can he take her home and marry her in the Bia Shniyah? Rav Amar Mutar, Shmuel Amar Asur. Why? Rav Amar Mutar, Ho B'Yishtari Yo Yishtari. Right, so Rav says it's Hutra. Pator is Hutra. Once he has Bia Rishona, then Bia Shniyah has the same application. It's Hutra, the Gamre. Shmar Asur, Da'ahu Abiyah La'ak Yoritz. Because what is she? She is a convert in the end. She's a convert against her will, but she is a convert. You are the queen, Lochazia. So Shmuel learns it's Dechuya. In Legabe, the first Bia, it's Dechuya for a Kohen, so you can have the Bia Rishona. But he can't marry her, because then you're under the regular dinim of a Kohen, regular dinim of a Kohen. He can't marry a Giyoret. So you can't marry this Yifat Tawar. Ikid Amre. There's another member here. Rav Amar. I'm sorry, everybody agrees that a Kohen cannot marry this woman, because she is a convert. That they argue in the Bia Rishona. The whole purpose of permitting the Yifat Tawar is because of the Yitzhara, it's a Kiddush. So the Kiddush will apply to a Kohen as well as to Yisrael. I mean, just like it's Asur, I'm going to say this probably, just like it's Asur for the Yisrael, it's Asur for the Kohen. So if we permit the Yisrael, we're going to permit the Kohen. Why is it Asur for the Yisrael? That's a question mark. Right? It could be because of, quote-unquote, Eishet Ish, which B'nai Noach, who have a din of Eishet Ish. That could be the problem here. Could be the problem being Boel and Aramit, right? Which again is not explicitly Yisur, but there we see Kain Pogim Bo, could be Bo'el Aramit, right, or Lotik Chatein Bam, whatever the Yisur, it's not so clear what the Yisur is here. Whatever Yisur is being permitted for the Yisrael will also allow the Kohen to be here. Shmuel Amar, Asur. Right, why is it Asur? Because the Parsha Yifat Tohar says, if you're able to later take the woman as a wife, then you can take this woman in the first to have the Biyar Rishonah. But Kohen, you can't take her and marry her later on. Then you can't take her, right, B'Shivya. You can't take her over there. Okay. Right, so now we're going to dash the Parsha Yifat Tohar. It's a very, very important machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos over here. Extremely important. Tosfos, great Tosfos, so I want to get that with you. Let's go through the drush here. So talk about it. Ra'ita b'shivya, right, then when you have to see this woman in captivity, b'shat shivya, it has to be at the time of captivity, right, that, you know, the moment he sees her, he wants to be with her. Not that he first took her to sell her as a maidservant or something like that, and then he later changes his mind, he wants to be with her. That's right, from the moment he takes her for biya. Says Eshet Yifat Tohar, says Eshet, Afilu Eshet Ish, even if she's a married woman, as Tosfos points out over here, we spoke about Ish Ish, that even though there's no issues by a non-Jew, still there might be an essay, the Isser essay, which is the Davak Bishtov, relationship Chaveiro, which is in last week's Parsha, right? Parsha Bereishit, the obligation of Bnei Noach to not violate the Ishid Ish. Yifat Tohar, Lotzi Brah Torah, Neged Yitzharah. I mean, that the time of the Yifat, because all you're looking at is her beauty. You're looking at the externalities of this woman, Yifat Tohar, she's beautiful looking. So it's clear that the Torah is only speaking to the Yitzharah of the individual over here. Right, so now, that's what, as Rashi points out, Ashur Shetok Mitkareb by Yitzro Machmat Yochya, because the Yitzharah is picking up him because of her beauty, material level. But Koshi, right, and it's simply, it's Mutav Shechulu Yisrael. So why is that? Mutav sheyochlo yisro basar tumutot, shchutot, v'ayochlo basar tumutot nevelot. It's better for them to eat basar tumutot means an animal that's about to die, it's a very old animal that's about to die, and you shecht it, right? Even though it's musa, because you're on the borderline if it's trait or not, nevertheless, it's better than eating it if it dies, and then eating a nevelot. So that's right, the Torah's matzir over here, better, even though it's not the optimal solution, it's better than if the Torah's matzir, because, excuse me, the Torah was not matzir, the assumption was that he would do it anyway, and then you end up eating the velot, so we don't want that. So it says, v'chashakta ba, v'chashakta, apo bishin and na'eh. So na'ah, even though she's not pretty, or even though she's not nice, meaning that you pat tawar, then the eyes would behold her, meaning that whatever you want, it's not that she has to be objectively beautiful, right? Not going to have a beauty pageant to determine whether she's a pat tawar or not. Ba, shakta ba, ba, hello ba, ubil charverta. Meaning that when we say ba, not her. You can't take two Yifat Tohar. You get one chance of taking Yifat Tohar, not two chances to take a Yifat Tohar. Milakakta lakuchim yesh lechava. That when it says lakakta chal isha, lakakta means that kiddushin are toasting over here. Even though she's a non-Jew, and she's being converted against her will, nevertheless, kiddushin are toasting over here. That's what it says, that lakuchim yesh lechava. You can't take two women, one for yourself, one for your father, one for yourself, one for your child. Tosfos actually changes the gears here and says it doesn't need to be for yourself either. Kakalachal means for you and not for someone else. You can't bring the Yifat Tohar back for someone else. You can only take Yifat Tohar on behalf of yourself, not on behalf of anyone else. Then it says, Vehaveta, this is the big machokas Rashi in Tosfos. It says, then you bring Vehaveta al-Koch Beitecha. Where's Vehaveta? Alameit Shaloy Yachatsena b'milchama. He may not lachatz, he may not pressure her during the war. He may not force her during the war. What does that mean, yilachatzena? So Rashi says, lavo alecha. He may not have bia with her during the war. According to Rashi, the bia rishona is only when he gets back home. The bia rishona, right? So that's it. So this Tosfos is very, very important Tosfos over here. So Tosfos right away jumps on Rashi. He has three big questions on Rashi over here. If you look in this Tosfos, I think it's Kedai. We'll go try to read through it quickly. It's a very, very Kedai Tosfos. It says, V'tema, two, four lines down, the Tosfos says, V'tema. Im gain, my kamar, lo tibra torah, ken etzara. What's the point? Etzara, if you can only have bia with her when he gets home. Came into milchama, sur, actually go to Beito. V'achar kol amatsim, eich nitpais, it's robakach. How will that solve his problem? Okay, so tell us later on to answer that for Rashi. Very good. Akati Ika Yitzhara, but Mahama. But so I'd Yarkamim. But oh Kasha. A Maikari lay Basar Tumnutot. Kevin Shinit Kairo. Why is she called Basar Tumnut? Once she gets back to his house, here she's already converted. I mean, the Bia Rishon, if it's during the Melchama, she hasn't converted yet. When he brings her back to the house, she goes through the process of Gerus. Even though it's against her will, there's still Gerus. So why do you call that Basar Tumnutot already? She's converted already. Vot Kasha, another great card she brings from Tamar. Right, it says, by Tamar and Amnon, Tamar says to Amnon, her brother, that go ask the king, and the king won't withhold you from me. So how could it be, right, that Tamar, right, who was a sister to Amnon, how were they able to marry? That's because Amnon and Tamar's mother was a Yifat Toar. Now that makes sense, according to Tosfos, if they had Bia, right, the Bia during the Milchama. Why? Because the Bia during the Milchama produced one of the children from a non-Jewish mother, and then after she converted, was brought back, David had the other child, so they were not related. But if you have to wait until she gets home, they're both born after the mother is converted, and then they are brother and sister, so how could they be married? How could they get married? Three questions Tosfos asks on Rashi, and therefore the Rabbeinu Tam says that he believes for certain that the first bia, right, can be done during the milchama. So later on, the Tosfos, but halfway down the Tosfos, says v'nir Rabbeinu Tam the bia rishon muteret bia milchama. The first bia is mutar in the milchama. So he gets home, he can't have the second bia. And what does it mean, lo yachatzena? Then what does it mean, he can't force her? What's the forcing here? I know that chilim knows yarech yamim, but he can't start the clock to the 30-day counting. Can't force him to do all these, he can't force him to do all that. That count can't start till he gets home. Can't force her to start the 30-day count at the time of the war. He has to wait till he gets home to start that 30-day count. So that's why Yilchatzeno, to do that from the time of the war. So that's where Rabbi Tam learns the Yilchatzeno. And there also says, V'yishmi ashvim Rashi. That those that answer up Rashi's shot. So what do they say? So they say, like Shaul suggested, Rashi, what does that mean that it's L'dod Yibra Torak Negat Yitzhara? It's Pat Shalom. Meaning that you only have a Yitzhara when it's a sword to you. But once it says, okay, it's going to be Muteret in the end, then it's Pat Shalom, and that will take care of his, take care of the Yitzhara. Ah, what about Basar Tmutot, that she's a Giyoret? Well, say, well, because she's a Giyoret Bal Kocha, she's a convert against her will, it's still not exactly an optimal solution over here. It is still Basar Tmutot. And she's not a Giyoret Gimura. Now, what about Tamar? Right, you could have said that Tamar was not a daughter of David. That Tamar was actually a daughter of his wife from a previous marriage. It says over there in the Pasuk in Shmuel that she was like one of the princesses. She wore the cloak of a princess. So it says, maybe she was a princess because she grew up in the house of David. So she was treated like a princess, but not that she was literally Amnon's sister because they were both born from David. Tamar was born from another marriage to this woman, and then Amnon was born from after, or the other way around, either way, and Amnon was born from his wife after she was a Fator, so they wouldn't be related because they didn't share a common father.
Another father.
That's the trying to the other solution for Rashi to get out of this, out of the sink. Now, the last problem for Rashi, right, is that the Gemara here differentiated before, you had a Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel that differentiated between Bia Rishona and Bia Shnia. According to Rabbi Meir Tam, it makes a lot of sense that we're differentiating between Bia Rishona and Bia Shnia, because Bia Rishona is in the Milchama, Bia Shnia is already when she gets home. According to Rashi, Bia Rishona and Bia Shnia are ready when you get home. So it's harder to, right, differentiate, it's harder to see that chiluk of Bia Rishona and Bia Shnia if it's all done after you get back home. So that's why the Rabbeinu Tam Shem makes a lot more sense because of that chiluk that we see between Rishona. The Ri in the end says that it has to be Yerushalmi, it's Machlokas in the Yerushalmi, Machlokas Amoraim in the Yerushalmi, whether the Bia Rishona is in the Melchama or after Melchama. So the Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, it also happens to be Machlokas Amoraim in the Yerushalmi. Okay, we'll stop over here.